Proclamation number 6807 of 16th of April, 1957. Imperishable beings. Taking life itself. Always and forever you'll remain, for what has come forth from me can no longer pass away eternally. And therefore I cannot and will not destroy what opposes me, although this is certainly possible by my power, but I will always seek to regain what turned away from me in the will to rebel. For my love for everything created by me prevents complete destruction, which is why even my adversary, the first created and first fallen spirit, never has to fear destruction because he, too, belongs to those who shall return home again to their father's house. I can certainly disapprove of his actions, I can brand his nature as being completely contrary to my eternal order and warn you humans against him. I can do everything to protect you from his influence. But I don't withdraw my love from him either. Only this ray of love does not hit him, i.e., it loses its effectiveness because my adversary opposes my illumination of love. But he, too, cannot remain in his resistance forever. He, too, will return to me one day and live a life of utmost bliss, even though eternities will still pass until this change of will and return to me. But he cannot pass away. Everything created by me remains eternally. Therefore it is also an important to me how long that which has fallen away from me remains in its defense, for I am from eternity to eternity, for me there is no time, and 1,000 years are like a day before me. But it is significant for the being what periods of time it spends in utter wretchedness, in a state which cannot be called life and bliss. And you humans would be horrified if you could look back and overlook your previous course of development and measure its endless time, for you neither emerged from nothing nor do you sink back into nothingness. With your bodily death you continue to exist. You can only lose your ego consciousness and great resistance and then have to cover endless long distances again in darkness and torment. And if you finally return to self-awareness, you can still fail in this state and still have to struggle for eternities as a self-aware being in the beyond until the kingdom of light receives you and you ascend. But you will not perish. And that is why you cannot extinguish your being as a human being, even if you make your physical shell unfit for further earthly progress, even if you believe that you can take your life away, for your actual self remains in existence because the spiritual substance which once originated from me cannot pass away. And thus you only interfere with my process of development which should bring you freedom from a state which is not life and bliss. You act against my will, you act arbitrarily and wrongly, you deprive yourselves of the opportunities created for you in my plan of salvation. You are, as it were, halting the course of your development and are also in great danger of sinking back into the abyss again if you don't change your mind in the beyond and make use of the opportunities my love offers you there. You should seriously consider that you will always and forever continue to exist and therefore not treat your earthly life lightly either, which one day you will recognize as an unheard-of gift of grace because it could bring you final freedom. But people mostly lack faith in continued existence and therefore go through earthly life irresponsibly and don't make use of the great gift of grace. And my adversary, who has distanced himself furthest from me, encourages them into their unbelief in order to prevent the spiritual from attaining life and beatitude, which he himself has drawn into the abyss. But that is why the time he spends far away from me will also become eternity for him. And even if he believes himself to be strong and mighty, the time will come when he will allow weak and helpless on the ground, when he will wish for an end to himself and yet not be able to pass away. And only then will he desire my illumination of love and also receive it. Only then will he also awaken to life and return home to his father's house. Amen.